This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Sierra Nevada Bigfoot 2008. It's a category 19C American Barley One, best known example. This is late 2008, so I'm drinking it the current year. Certainly, you can age these. They vary by year on how drinkable they are early. I used to like to age them at least 3 years before trying them, but of late, the beers don't seem to need quite as long as they used to. So we'll check this one out. I haven't had it. It's a deep amber color. It's really hazy. Can't see through it at all. You put a flashlight up to it, it sort of glows. I don't know if some of that's chill haze or not. I doubt it. It would really have to get warm to clear up. I suspect that will drop out with age. But I got to knock it for it now. It's got a beige head. It's medium-sized and frothy and persistent, which is fine. It's nice to have in the amber color. I find too much dark malt sort of clashes with all the hops. So I like how that looks. So I'll give it a 2. Take off a point for the haze. Okay, smelling it. It's got a strong, caramely, bready, maybe toasty malt. Yeah, just a lot of malty sweetness. Well, not necessarily sweetness, it's just maltiness. But it has a caramel, bready, toasty overtone without seeming unfermented or wordy. Mixed in with all that malt is a moderately strong, citrusy, grassy hop aroma. I'm getting a moderate amount of alcohol and esters, but they aren't sharp. For beer that's got that much going on in the nose, it seems fairly clean, and the components seem pretty well balanced. Everything seems fresh. Not getting anything off, not getting any harshness, not getting any sharp notes. It's nice. It's good to get a lot of malt in a barley wine, because that's its major component. And an American barley wine should have a lot of hops. It shouldn't be smacking around like an Imperial IPA, but it can approach that. Barley wine's going to be more of a sipping beer, and an Imperial IPA is going to be, something that you should be able to drink faster. Even though they might have similar alcohol levels, this beer is a 9.6 beer. Imperial IPA shouldn't be quite that big, though. Just seeing if there's anything else in the nose over time. No, malt first, hops second. Alcohol and esters tied for third. But yeah, that's probably how it should be. Certainly, nice American hop character. So I'm going to give that a 12. I want a barley wine to be, giving me the expression of malt strength first. An American barley wine needs to have good American hops in it, yet be somewhat clean. So I like how that is shaping up. Okay, let's taste it. Well, it's quite malty. Bready, toasty, caramely, with a really high bitterness, moderately high citrusy hop flavor. I like how the malt flavors are clean and not harsh. They're not dark at all. Some mid-range crystals about all I can taste, but too much dark malt and it starts tasting muddy to me. The dark malts and the hops tend to clash, and I don't like the flavor combination. But this doesn't have it. It's got a moderately light alcohol flavor. I'm not getting a really hot mouthfeel out of it. or the, you know, the taste of ethanol. The finish is malty full, but it isn't sweet. It doesn't, you know, it's coming across your palate, you know, heavy, thick. But it's not just like laying there on your tongue when you drink it. So it doesn't seem cloying. It seems properly attenuated. Again, a big deal in a American barley wine. I hate drinking barley wines that taste like they're not done fermenting. There really is a lingering bitterness in the aftertaste. You get some malt, some alcohol, some hop flavor in the finish. But mostly I get like a ton of bitterness. That's got a pretty nice balance for a clearly aggressive beer. I'm going to give that a 19. It's a really, really nice mouthfeel. Well, it's definitely a full body. You know, you have to sort of separate the body from the finish because it does have a tremendous amount of weight, but it does dry out in the finish. To its credit, it's got a moderate carbonation. It's quite warming. You can feel the 9.6 strength, but it's not burning. The malt does a good job balancing the alcohol. You know, alcohol can provide some bitterness as well, but with all that hop bitterness in there, you know, it's not like it's throwing it out of whack. There is some hop astringency in here. So, that's a little bit of a negative. You use enough vegetal matter from hops, you know, it can get a little harsh. And honestly, sometimes it's hard to separate bitterness from astringency. You know, you're getting so much bitterness in this. It can make you think astringent as well. So, I'm getting some of that. It might just be the intense bitterness. I'm going to give it a 4 anyway. I wish it was just a touch cleaner in that sort of hop finish. So overall, it's a very malty but really bitter and hoppy beer. The alcohol seems fairly well tamed. Clean flavors. Not harsh, although the hops do have some of that astringent bite. But the flavor is good. I like the fact that it's attenuated, dryish finish. Really does aid in the drinkability, even though it's heavy. It's heavy, but it doesn't seem hard to fight through. Well, at least not because of the body. The bitterness and hops in it, you know, present a little bit of a challenge you have to be ready for. It is still young. It would be interesting to see how this one ages out. This is a nice one. It's listed as a 25th expedition. They call it Bigfoot expedition every year, and it's vintage dated. I've got some lasting back many years, so I ought to pull some of the old ones out and give them a try. But you know, I get a feel that they tweak it every year because every year it has sort of a slightly different balance. It's not so different as the Anchor Christmas beer, but it's similar that you have to learn the idiosyncrasies of each year. And then, you know, some age better than others. I think this one is drinkable now. I mean, if you like sort of an aggressive barley wine, you know, feel free to try it right away. I also get the feel that it would age out some more. I'd like to see if the, you know, if it drops bright and if the that harshness smooths out a little bit. I tend to think that it might. But there's no real way to know for sure. Great balance, sort of quintessential American barley wine. Going to give it a 9 overall. Really like how it's put together. Great flavors and balance. So that totals up to a 46. Very nice beer. Understanding that it's a young example of it. So maybe I'll try an older vintage in a separate tasting, and we can see the difference between age and freshness. But since most people try beers when they're relatively fresh, I thought I'd try it this way. It's something to look for every year. The Bigfoot 25th Expedition 2008 Barley Wine. It's a Category 19C American Barley Wine.